Hi, this is Paul Cullen. I'm the former bass player of Bad Company. I've got a new book coming out called From Bad Company to Good Company. It's the story, it's the recipes, and it's the music. And you can get it at binvillage.com.
Thank you for listening to iWine Radio. I'm Lynn Crelo Chamberlain.
Welcome to Wine and Dine.
Paul Cullen is back with us this week on Wine and Dine. If you happen to be on the West Coast, April 11th, he's going to be at an event playing his Latin jazzy versions of Bad Company's hits along with his own originals. And there is going to be a meal. It's going to include his passion of music, food, and wine. And we will have links up for you to learn more. It's basically presented by Vin Village. Tune Your Palate. And Gen 7 Wines of Brookside Winery. Paul Cullen, who has joined us before on Wine and Dine, has just released a brand new ebook called From Bad Company to Good Company and a new CD. And we thank him so very much for his time today. Paul, thank you. Thank you. The backside of all this, your life, everybody wants to know about your life as the bass guitarist for Bad Company, of course.
Oh, yeah, for sure. And they want to know not only, you know, process on how you got there, and then certainly what was it like when you were there? You know, most people, you know, they come up and say, oh, it must have been so tough on the road like that. And I'm like, nope, not at all. You know, played in front of 20,000 people every night, either stayed in the Ritz-Carlton or Four Seasons and drove on a $1 million tour bus. So there was nothing bad about that at all.
So you have absolutely no problems with public speaking.
No, not at all. In fact, I truly enjoy that. And the new thing that I'm doing, and which is what I'm doing at the Crosby on the 11th, is we call them cooking concerts. So what I do is I go ahead and make a dish for you, and then you get to have a bite of the dish and whatever wine we paired. And while you're eating and drinking, sipping and biting, grab my guitar and play a couple songs. So, and I do that four times throughout the night. So it's been, we've classified it as a cooking concert.
I love that. Who the heck wouldn't enjoy that?
So this really funny is that people actually, they come in, they don't know what to expect, right?
Yeah, you know,
and so and then I can come up and I talk, you know, very eloquently about the food with my Italian background and then the wines with my Italian background. And I think they're thoroughly blown away by the end of the night.
Five-course cooking demonstration with tasting, with wine pairings by Gen 7 Wines, live classical guitar concert, and custom music CD, and a printable copy of Paul Cullen's new book with recipes.
Yeah, that's right. It's my book, From Bad Company to Good Company, and basically the story on how I got, you know, where I am today, where and with Bad Company in the middle, of course. In fact, the Bad Company is probably the bigger part of the book because there's a lot of very interesting stories, almost on the R-rated side.
Okay. Well, people love that.
I know, but I kept it clean. I kept something for the imagination, you know, for people that are reading it. But and it was so much fun to do because I got to go back and really think and remember the stories from, you know, that time period and even before and after also, you know, and how it was great to be in Bad Company, but it was really not great not being in Bad Company, you know, so it was, it was a roller coaster ride for sure.
Did you have to ask anybody for permission to be sharing any of the stories in your book?
No, not really. I don't dig into personalities within the band too much, and everything's pretty much on a positive note. You know, there's some tension throughout the band. It wasn't necessarily me, but, you know, and I talk about that. But, no, I didn't have to get any permission because it's not anything that, you know, that it's not secret. It's not a secret, put it that way.
Okay. And about this new CD, you've got a brand new CD. What's the title of the CD?
The title of the CD is Tune Your Palate. And
okay.
It's my fourth solo CD since 2007 when I put down my bass and picked up a nylon string guitar. And these are versions, new songs, and that I kind of stripped them back. Everything's back. It's like two guitar parts and a little percussion. It's really good music to sip wine to, of course.
So, do you record yourself playing each guitar and then lay it on top of each other, mix it down?
That's correct. Yep.
Okay.
Yep. I have a studio right here in my man cave, and I sit here and they record everything myself. and mix it and master it all in one place.
You do all the production work?
Yep.
Oh, that's so cool. That's so empowering, isn't it?
It really is. I can get up in the morning, grab some coffee. My guitar is right here. I grab it, press record, and then I'm working on a new song. That goes for not just morning, but anytime I have an idea, I just grab my guitar. It's all set up, ready to go. Within a matter of 30 seconds, I can be recording.
At the concerts that you do around the country, like you're doing one at Rehoboth tonight, do you ever get an idea or an inspiration, like in the middle of a concert, in the middle of a song? How do you deal with that? Because I would imagine it happens.
Oh, for sure. I actually have my iPhone. It's on like a stand that comes, because I play my music, you know, in between sets on my iPhone.
Okay.
So, you know, I have you know, the recording app. So if I hit on something where I'm, because I jam a lot when I do my gigs, kind of just jamming with myself. And if something good comes along, I just press record so I don't forget it. And these days when you're 54 and you've been a rock and roll musician all your life, your short-term memory is pretty bad.
I totally understand.
But so it's great. Then like here, I'll go, hey, I wonder if I recorded anything cool lately. And I'll go on my iPhone and then grab the song, the idea, and then just start recording it here in my studio.
Do you ever take what you did on your iPhone like once a week or something and just record it in real time onto whatever audio software you're using at home?
I would, except that, you know, the quality is just not going to be the same.
That's,
you know,
true.
But I get the vibe, and it's only like a little snippet, you know what I mean? So then I grab it here and then start jamming, you know, with it here in my studio, and then it turns into a song, you know. So now the quality wouldn't be good.
I understand, but I mean just for memory's sake. But but the phone has a lot of storage capacity.
Oh yeah, for sure. And they're usually just, you know, 30 seconds to a minute long. Yeah, I just want to grab the idea so I don't forget it.
Okay, so let's talk a couple minutes about the recipes, the theme of the recipes in From Bad Company to Good Company.
Yep, the theme is definitely Italian inspired. My grandmother, Tagliaferro, her mom was from Northern Italy. And then my grandfather, Basil, his family was from Emilia-Romagna. So on my mom's side of the family, I'm actually half Italian and half Irish. So my mom is Italian and my dad was Irish. So I grew up in that. I grew up in that Italian style family from back in the '60s. You know, I was born in '60s. So, you know, it's everybody at the table and you know, big bowls of pasta and really bad Chianti wine and a little rocks glass. You know, and then that was great because my grandfather would let me drink at, you know, 10 or 12 years old, because it's just about having a sip of wine with food.
Right.
You know, that wasn't about me getting drunk. It was about enjoying the wine and the food together.
How many children do you have?
I have one that I know of. I've been a musician all my life. And if you want to hear some stories, you'll have to actually read my book. But I have a daughter. She's 24. But I have 20 cousins, all on my Italian side. Now, I'm the oldest cousin. So my grandma had me in the kitchen 10 years old, you know, making pot gnocchi, because I was the first. And they couldn't wait for someone to get in there and kitchen.
Where I was going with that was a really fun response about how many children you have is because I went through with the I had the same concept about wine growing up, that, you know, have a sip with your meal or whatever, and what's the problem with letting your children? But did you do the same thing with your daughter, or did you take, you know, knowing what you did and how you behaved as a member of Bad Company, did you kind of go the opposite direction?
No, not really. You know, I introduced her some wine. Of course, she didn't like it. You know, just kind of like I probably didn't like it, you know, with my grandfather. It was always with, you know, something to eat. You know, it wasn't like, hey, let's sit around and have a beer when you're 10 years old.
Right.
You know, and that my parents didn't do that with me. It was just, you know, it was meal time, you know, grab the Chianti and pour a little small glass for me, you know, and everybody else, of course, had big glasses, but it was all about the conviviality of being at one big table and you have family and friends and they're all eating together. And, you know, that was just part of it.
Where do people go online to order your book and your CD?
Well, VinVillage.com. Rob is really hooking me up there. So I would suggest everybody go to vinvillage.com. Rob's got a special page for me there.
Okay.
And he'll it'll give you all the links for my new book and then the story and where I'm playing next and all that sort of stuff.
Oh, fantastic. And that's where people can also buy tickets to participate in this event at the Crosby on April 11th.
That's correct. Yeah, ticket sales have been going really well. So definitely if they're interested, they need to jump on that pretty quick.
Do you know how many people they're maxing that out at?
Well, we're probably like 50.
Okay.
Probably like 50 people-ish. Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
But it's a big place, so they can accommodate more if we oversell it. So the more people, the better, you know.
And you're actually going to get up and do some cooking.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I do. They got me a cutting board up there, and they give me a dull knife just so I don't take any fingers off. No, actually, I have a Shun knife, which is a very, very sharp knife, so I'm very good with my knife skills because I know, cutting a finger off is not good for me.
You know? Oh, my gosh. That's to say the least. So yeah. Definitely you wait and have the glass of wine when you're done with the evening.
Yes, well, for sure.
Paul Cullen, we'd like to thank you again so very much for joining us this week on Wine and Dine.
Lynn, thanks for having me.
So you need to go to vinvillage.com, where wine lovers connect, and that's where you'll be able to purchase Paul Cullen's From Bad Company to Good Company ebook, his Tune Your Palate new CD, and buy tickets to see him at the Crosby April 11th on the West Coast. You're listening to iWine Radio.